Time to bring in Pat Vigano, and it's time for our Tri-State Forecast. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Talking about food festival, I had a dessert last Sunday night up at the lake that I've never had before. I don't know if it's common. Again, I've never had it before, but it looked like a layer cake, but it was pistachio, vanilla cake with ricotta filling.
So what, was it a white cake or a dark cake?
White.
So a white cake, and it had pistachios.
Pistachio. The pistachio was the top portion of it. So it was like a pistachio buttercream.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a layer of yellow cake. Then there was a layer of ricotta, and then another layer of yellow cake. It's out of this world. It was so light. But I mean, like a feather.
Now, was there any mascarpone in there?
No.
Cause sounds great.
It was delicious. Well, you mentioned food, that's what I was thinking about. But anyhow, back to weather, clouds, humidity, showers, a thunderstorm today, low 70s. Showers around the night, low 60s, and a couple of more showers Friday. Not a big deal, mid 70s. I think you could forget about a shower for the food festival. We're just going to have partly sunny skies Saturday, 80 to 85. Sunny Sunday, mid 80s, sunny Monday. Highs again will be in the low 80s. So it looks like another very, very nice weekend. And so far, I've lucked out. This will be the second week that I will be taking a three-day weekend. And I've lucked out again, thank goodness.
Well, you deserve it.
Yeah, you know, if I wasn't putting up with week number four of no AC, central AC here. Right now in the weather center, it's 86 degrees.
I thought that they were coming out yesterday.
Friday. Tomorrow.
And that's
86 here now. I have one of those small little tower fans.
Yeah.
Not those big ones from the floor, but small little tower fan. And that's right behind me on the file cabinet. So that's blowing very, very lightly. But it's not comfortable, that's for sure.
No, 80-some degrees, no. Yeah, probably the dog isn't even comfortable, surely.
She's sleeping. So, obviously not bothering her too much. But, again, it's week four. Enough is enough. So, tomorrow they'll be coming and fixing that, which means by the time I speak to you again next week, the AC will return.
Yeah, and it will probably be into a cold front will have gone by, and it'll be in the 50s.
I doubt it. No. I do see a cold front going by next Thursday, but certainly nothing before that. And, of course, next Wednesday is the first day of fall.
Wow.
Just thought I'd tell you that.
Next Wednesday is that's right. We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah.
That's very depressing.
Yep. Days just get shorter and shorter, don't they?
Yeah, well, last night, because we also had clouds, it got dark at my house at about quarter to seven.
Yeah. That is depressing.
Well,
but
let's
nevertheless, on and upward we go, folks. There's nothing more we could do. We have to just move along with it. And I think for the most part, the weather is cooperating. At least we don't have, tropical storms and hurricanes to deal with at this point. Don't see that, at least for another week or so. We're not out of the woods, as you know, but I just don't see it right now.
Now, how is this, and I'm going to say, how is this weather, which is punctuated by above average storms, how do you think it's going to affect as we settle into winter more and more and more?
It's questionable because we're expecting a La Nina pattern this winter, which is the same pattern we had last year. And, La Nina is noted for cold weather. So, I think, we'll have a decent amount of cold. But I don't know if there's going to be a spell of real snowy weather either. I think we still have a lot of ups and downs. If I had to characterize what I think the winter will be like, I think I would go with the word sloppy or slushy.
Yeah, because, you know, it's got to be harder to predict with the extremes that we get. When you get a hurricane, it turns into a tropical depression, and then the tropical storm is not even really a tropical storm, and all of a sudden, boom, here it comes into the Northeast from Pennsylvania forward, and boom, explodes and drops anywhere from 5 to 8 inches of rain. So, I mean, if that weather pattern continues during the winter, it's going to make for a very strange forecasting season.
Well, yeah, and no doubt about that. I'm hoping that is not going to be the case. And I don't think anybody really knows.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you could try to put together analogs and things like that, but, you know, what good are analogs when the weather pattern now is not reminiscent of years gone by?
Yeah, it doesn't line up. It doesn't line up.
Exactly.
It used to be you could compare September from 2021 to September of 1991. You could get some kind of guidance on it because... But now the climate is so different, and the way the storms form and what they do is so different.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So it'll be interesting, to say the least. I'm getting ready. I'm glad we have Jamie aboard because we have more people, and that will allow me a little more time because you know what happens during a potential winter storm. I usually am up all night long. I just don't get any sleep. But at least now I have Jamie aboard, so if I need him, I can always say, Jamie, do me a favor, babysit overnight until I get back into the weather center and deal with the storm. So I think he'll come in very handy.
Well, hopefully we won't have a bad winter. Hopefully.
You are safe to mind.
You know what movie I watched yesterday?
Okay.
What is it? 2012. You know, about the lining up of all the planets and the end of Earth. Was it 2012? What was it called? It was a big movie. Anyways, I watched it in super high definition, and I liked the movie not because of its accuracy of what can happen with the weather, but for the special effects in it. And you know, it really was a fun movie to watch, even though it was the destruction of the Earth. It was a fun movie to watch.
But you can't remember the name.
2012.
I've never heard of it.
You never heard of that?
No.
Come on. Well,
when did it come out?
Hang on a second here.
I never heard of it.
The film stars John Cusack. Yeah, 2012 is the movie, yeah. And a lot of poor reviews. Came out in 2009.
Huh.
And I enjoyed it then, but I enjoyed it even more watching it with the super ultra high D. You know, it was amazing. And of course, now the difference, back then I had a 48-inch screen.
Now you have a
98-inch. 90, so and a whole different effect. People that live next door to me probably thought there was an earthquake coming because it was plenty of loud events and stuff in it. But it was a fun movie to watch. And like I said, it wasn't going to win any awards, but it was a fun movie to watch. And
I remember that along with The Hero.
The Hero, and I can't believe you didn't watch 2012. I'm so surprised because it's a bang 'em up, blow 'em up movie. That you normally would enjoy.
I probably would.
Well, maybe you'll get some time in the next year to watch.
Yeah, that's more like it. Not until, you know, we have the dance Saturday and then we're still with the movie, but once the dance is out of the way, it should be a lot calmer.
And you got those checks in hand, right?
Yeah, I do. I'm still writing that letter. I was actually thinking, I'm saying, write this letter, and I'm sending it to Jill first, and I'm going to have Jill read it and edit it because she is the writer. Remember when she helped me a few years ago with the electric?
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't work, but her letter was phenomenal.
Well, I'll let her know that that you are, she is on your mind.
Yes, always. I missed you.
All right. Pat, I want you to have a good day today.
And you do the same. Be safe, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
That's right. Keep bringing us decent weather as much as you can.
I will try.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.